Tom, in your retirement, and think of maybe the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Thank you, Tommy.
Good luck.
You're a good man. Appreciate it.
Take it easy. All right, anyone else in the public comment period? Thank you all very much. And now, Jack, you had a request for the commission.
Request to move item 16 up to your next to be heard, ahead of item 15.
And while we're on that, Captain Rhodes, after we take 16, if we could then bring the repeat offenders in, they need to get a going too. Okay. All right, Jack, is Jack going to do this? Claude Bain, item 16.
This is the agenda item that we talked about at the May meeting, result of a request by FLW Outdoors, a national organization running striped bass tournament trail for an exemption to the striped bass slot limit prohibition for their December national championship in Virginia Beach. We reviewed the format and details at the last commission meeting, so I will forego an in-depth review again and highlight some of the highlights as well as some of the new information that's come along. There are 7 qualifying tournaments with a 3-day national championship in Virginia Beach. The tournament requires a live release of all fish, and the championship will be filmed and televised nationally. Tournament participants will be required to use specially designed live containers. Most of the commission members have seen the live container that they actually are using. It's out in the hall running through most of the day. The 2 qualifying tournaments have been held already, one in Oceanside, New York, and one in Westbrook, Connecticut. The live release rate of the fish entered in that tournament was 100% and 96% respectively. They lost one fish at one of the tournaments. Tournament rules require that entrance weigh fish measuring between 28 and 34 inches fork length. The rules were designed to meet most state legal minimums in ocean waters, and a maximum size that the tournament officials felt was the maximum viable for live storage and release in the small boats and using the containers that they have designed for this purpose. Tournament officials would like to fish all state waters inside the 3-mile limit line in Virginia at their national championship, including the Chesapeake Bay. The issue is that the tournament rules partially conflict with state regulations, since the Chesapeake Bay fall season regulations contain a prohibition, prohibited slot of fish 28 to 34 inches total length. This was instituted because Virginia's share of the Chesapeake Bay quota. We've been over our allocated share of the Chesapeake Bay quota. This has not raised any issues with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission because the overall Chesapeake Bay quota has not been breached over the 3-year period that we have exceeded our allocated share. However, if the Bay quota overall is ever breached, we will have issues with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Virginia's regulations are crafted to stay within its share of the Chesapeake Bay quota. That's why the slot limit was instituted last year. That was intended to reduce our take in the Chesapeake Bay, and in fact did that. But we are still fishing at a rate that is slightly larger than allowed by our allocated share, and there will probably be additional changes recommended for Chesapeake Bay regulations for recreational fishermen in the fall of this year. In considering this proposal, the big question is the impact of striped bass mortality and possible compliance issues for Virginia with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission interstate plan. The mortality issues do appear to be minimal for several reasons. First of all, contestants can fish in coastal waters where all fish over the 28-inch minimum would, in fact, be legal. Second, the tournament uses a fork-length measurement for its slot, which means some of the tournament's eligible fish caught in the bay would be legal under Virginia Bay regulations. The fork-length measurement is about 2 to 2.25 inches smaller than a total-length measurement, so the fish that measured 32 to 34 inches caught in the bay would, in fact, be legal under Virginia's regulations. And finally, we do have some guidelines now that we've had 2 of the FLW tournaments already taken place, and we have 100% and 96% survival rate. They've lost one fish during those 2 tournaments. At the May meeting, we advertised the regulation to exempt the tournament from size or seasonal restrictions if they met 6 criteria. Those 6 criteria were the tournament operates for a limited duration, 3-day maximum. The tournament provides for the live release of all fish. Tournament director submits a written proposal to the commissioner detailing the measures the tournament will use to ensure the survivability of the fish to include the capture, handling, and storage of fish by tournament entrance on the water. by tournament officials at the weigh-in and by tournament officials when transporting or returning the fish to the water, and also any penalties that would apply to entrance bringing in or weighing dead fish. The proposal must be submitted 120 days prior to the tournament, and the proposal must be determined by the commissioner to adequately address potential mortality issues. The tournament official must agree to provide any fish entered in the tournament to the Marine Resources Commission or to any designee of the Marine Resources Commission upon written request. Five tournament officials must agree to allow the Marine Resources Commission staff access to all tournament areas during the event for observation and assessment. And six, the approval does not jeopardize the status of the striped bass stock or prove to be an issue of compliance with the Interstate Fishery Management Plan. And those were incorporated into the advertised regulation that was put out for public comment. The Fisheries Management Advisory Committee met and supported the exemption by an 8-2 vote with one small change in wording, and that is the actual regulation require a substantial penalty for dead fish brought in or weighed. That is not reflected in the package you have, so we have three copies of the change in the regulation.
All right.
The Virginia Beach City, Mayor of Virginia Beach, and Virginia Beach Sport Fishing Advisory Committee have sent letters of support for the exemption. Mr. Ed Rhodes, member of the Marine Recreational Fishing Advisory Committee, sent a letter opposed, I believe, or expressed a desire to oppose this amendment based on the his belief that it would lead to every tournament asking for an exemption. Bill Carson, who is the tournament director for FLW, is here and is available for questions, or he's still here and is available to answer any questions the commission might have, and he will speak. Staff believes that the economic and social benefits from the tournament warrant adoption of this regulation, and designated 4 VAC 2252-115, including the change in criteria to requiring a substantial penalty for dead fish. Any questions from the commission?
Very well done. And actually what you're doing, according to Jack, is this is setting up a standard.
This is not a special exemption for the FLW. We're setting up a standard for all tournaments that want to apply and meet these criteria. Any tournament can do it.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Ed Rhodes, but I believe if he understood that, I think he would feel differently about it. But anyway, that's a very good presentation, and let's open the public hearing and see if there's any comments, and then we'll have the commission comment. Anyone in the public want to address the commission? All right. No comments from the public. Matter before the commission, Mr. Garrison.
Claude, you mentioned that the Finfish Committee suggested a penalty.
They did not suggest any specific penalty, but they suggested that the regulation actually specify that any tournament that was granted an exemption have a rule requiring that any person bringing in a dead fish to be weighed be assessed a substantial penalty. They didn't try to tell you what a substantial penalty was, just that be part of the regulation.
But that should be part of the regulations and the recommendation of the Finfish Committee.
Yes, and it's been added to Stipulation 2 on the blue paper that the substantial penalty be required of any tournament.
All right. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve staff recommendations.
Seconded by Mr. McCluskey. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. Captain Rhodes. And then Jack, we'll go back to 15. Thank you, Claude, very much. And that, you want to say that that's available for anybody to look at, or have they already looked at it? I guess they... Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate that.
That was a live well base specially designed just for the purposes of running a tournament.
So right. It's very good. If I
may make a comment, my name is Bill Carson, and I am the tour director for FLW on the Striped Bass Tour. And, you know, I want to say thanks to all of you for considering this and for allowing us to do a tournament. I spent a great deal of time, a great deal of money, and a great deal of thought into this. I'm very passionate about the striped bass. It's something that they picked me because of that. And just the development of the tubes, the trucking. It is a logistical, monumental task to move these devices from one tournament to the next and get those cleaned out, and everything is being done to protect the striped bass. And I just want you to know that we genuinely mean that when we say that, because I'm in charge of it.
I can tell you, if Claude Bain and Jack Travelstead recommend it to this commission, it's got to be something solid, and we appreciate it.
We look forward to coming here and bringing all of our tournament anglers here that have qualified to fish in this national championship.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Captain Rhodes?
Commissioner, we have two individuals here today to answer questions about repeat violations. The first one is Julius C. Forrest.
What is that? In 20.
I have William Parks and Julius C. Forrest.
Julius C. Forrest.
I don't have Julius. Yes, I do.
Julius C. Forrest.
Julius Forrest. Ms. Forrest, how are you today? I'm going to have to put you under oath because of the possibility of action being taken. You swear the testimony shall give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God. Thank you. Is this his first time before the commission?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Most of this
one is.
I can take straight bass and
Mr. Forrest was the subject of a
undercover operation. Mr. Forrest, do you understand that about this rockfish regulation, how you have to have the tag?
Yes, sir.
You know how to do that in the future?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any recommendation, Warner, from
12-month probation.
12-month probation. All right. But you fully understand in 12 months, if you come back, you're going to lose your license?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you have tags?
Okay.
You have tags?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was the problem with all these fish you sold with no tags?
You mean for the rock?
Yeah.
No, sir. I didn't have tags.
Did you go to court on these?
Yes, sir.
And you were convicted in court?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff recommendation of 12-month probation.
Seconded by Dr. Jones. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Hey, Mr. Forrest, try not to come back here.
Thank you.
All right.
Next individual is Mr. William J. Parks.
Mr. Parks? Raise your right hand, Mr. Parks. You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you God.
Yeah.
It looks like to me that, Warner, most of these are dealing with that crab-picking operation.
Yes, sir, they are.
Undercover covert unit.
Yes, sir.
Somebody reported you, and that's what happened. You know you have to have a permit from the health department.
Yeah, now.
Okay. The commission, most of this is a health matter here. Of course, I noticed you have a coal ring situation here, and you have one of crab pots in the channel. That crab pots in the channel, was it a lot of crab pots or just one or two to tie and take them over? What happened?
Oh, it's only happening on the Nashville Island. The tide runs across that bar, and they were just took in the channel.
Is that where it was, Nashville?
Yeah.
Did you go to court on any of these, Bill?
I don't think so.
Paid them all?
Yeah, the crab meat deal, yeah.
You went to court on that?
I found on one.
One?
One instead of three. But.
Okay. All right, Mr. Rhodes, Captain Rhodes?
Recommend 12 months probation.
Okay. Any comments from the commission? What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to approve staff recommendation.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'd move to approve staff recommendation.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mr. Parks, I won't be here, but I wouldn't advise you to come back. All right. All right. Anything else, Warner?
That's all, sir.
Thank you very much. Good job in your first presentation to the commission as acting lieutenant colonel. All right. Jack.
Summons.
15 in the books.
If I may, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, before you take item 15, I'm going to recuse myself on this matter.
You filed proper paperwork,
yes,
with Mr. Joseph?
I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I am shivering. I'm so cold.
Jack, this is, we discussed this at the last meeting quite a bit on this one, if I remember. Everybody's pretty up to date on that.
Well,
okay.
One is a public comment and the other is a revised regulation.
Okay.
There are actually two regulations that we're asking you to adopt today. The first is Regulation 150.